Our next topic concerns our arsenal for offensive and defensive spiritual combat. Since Cindy's profession is in healthcare, she'll have insights for our spiritual well-being.
A couple of weeks ago, I told you about the brown scapular being a sacramental. Depending on when you arrived tonight, you used and saw at least five of our best-known sacramentals and most used. You used holy water to make the sign of the cross. You walked into this beautiful church with its amazing windows and statues and genuflected in front of Jesus in the tabernacle. You used a rosary to say prayers. Father Bernie used many objects and prayers to help us stay focused on what is happening in the sacrament of the Mass. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in paragraph 1667 through 1679 about sacramentals. They are sacred signs instituted by the Church. They prepare men to receive the fruit of sacraments and sanctify different circumstances in life. Among sacramentals, blessings are important. They include both praise of God for his works and gifts and the Church's intercessions for men to use God's gifts according to the gospel. In addition to the liturgy, Christian life is nourished by forms of popular piety that express an evangelical instinct and enrich Christian life. So another way of saying this is, a sacramental is anything set apart or blessed by the Church to excite good thoughts and increase devotion, and through these movements of the heart to remit venial sin. That's the Baltimore Catechism. My favorite devotional sacramentals are the holy water, my brown scapular, four-way cross, and the miraculous medal. We are surrounded by sacramentals. The Church has placed them in every aspect of our day-to-day life. Number one is blessings. All blessings are considered sacramentals. Blessing our medals and our meals and our children, for example. However, ordained Catholic clergy alone can bless with a guarantee to take a new object, crucifix, rosary, and turn it into a sacramental, with the power and prayer of the entire Church behind them. Number two is blessed objects of devotion. The Church blesses a variety of objects to use to inspire devotion. It would be impossible to list them all, but some of the main ones are holy water, candles, palms, crucifixes, medals, rosaries, scapulars, and devotional images. Number three is rubrics and prayers. This one is easy to forget, such as the bowing of the head at the name of Jesus or the sign of the cross. Many prayers and actions are used so often that they are performed flippantly and without thought. How often a day we make the sign of the cross, forgetting it is a testimony of faith to the Trinity and Jesus' act of redemption. I would like to tell you about a few other objects that have popular devotions with them and the miracles associated with them. Blessed salt is coming back as a powerful devotion. Salt has been used for over 3,500 years to preserve things, and Jesus made many references to it, calling his disciples the, quote, salt of the earth, unquote. Modest amounts of blessed salt may be sprinkled in and around the house to prevent burglary, in cars for safety, and so on. A few grains in water, or used with cooking, often bring astonishing spiritual and physical benefits. As with the use of sacraments, much depends on the Jesus-centered faith and devotion of the person using salt or any other sacramental. Part of the blessing said over salt states, "Whenever the salt is sprinkled, drive away the power of evil and protect us by the presence of your Holy Spirit." There are many stories about people blessing their property with holy water and blessed salt. I personally know a friend who did this, and their house and trees were the only property preserved from damage in her neighborhood when a powerful Kansas thunderstorm destroyed property all around them. Many people have pictures and even wear different medals with the images of Jesus, Mary, or the saints on them. Each of these sacramentals has a story and devotion behind them. One of them is the Holy Face of Jesus. In 1844, Sister Maria of St. Peter, a Carmelite nun, reported a vision in which Jesus said to her, "Those who will contemplate the wounds on my face here on earth shall contemplate it radiant in heaven." This devotion was based on the Veil of Veronica and later the Shroud of Turin. It was approved by Pope Leo XIII in 1885. Modern miracles from this devotion include testimony from many soldiers who, while wearing the Holy Face medal, had explosions near them or their parachute not open and no one was injured. There are many stories of houses preserved from fire because a picture of the Holy Face was placed on the door. Holy water is amazing. In the time of Jesus, healing water was thought to be found in only one place, the pool at Bethsaida. Lucky for us today, it can be found in every Catholic church in the world, to be taken home and kept with us at all times. The church teaches that holy water protects us against evil spirits and drives them away, from storms and the damage caused by them, from illness, especially infectious diseases. So next winter, don't be afraid of the holy water fount at back of church. And brings us help and grace for the sanctification of our souls. The divine spirit, which enters our hearts and our dwellings when we sanctify them by using holy water. If I am struggling with something, being distracted in prayer, or my children are arguing with me, I will bless myself with holy water, making the sign of the cross, and ask, Jesus, please take this devil away from me. My pleadings are always answered. When a sacramental becomes so worn that it can no longer be used as a sacramental, you should not casually toss it into the trash. To prevent desecration, the sacramental should be returned to the earthly elements. It should be burned, broken down to small pieces, or melted down before burial. If possible, it should be poured or buried directly into the earth, in a spot where no one would walk over. I encourage you to find or renew your devotion to a sacramental today. Blessing your home, children, and self with holy water is a simple and easy way to start.